This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. Advocates say the U.S. Supreme Court's decision last night to uphold a Texas law that bans most abortions will likely result in more people coming to New Mexico for the procedure. The state already was among the ones that pregnant people travel to because Albuquerque is home to one of only a few independent clinics in the country that perform abortions in the third trimester. Officials with New Mexico Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice, which helps women with lodging, transportation, and other needs, said they are already experiencing an influx of women from elsewhere and are preparing for more in the next couple of weeks. New Mexico, earlier this year, adopted legislation to overturn a dormant 1969 ban on most abortion procedures. The Texas law bans abortions after a fetal heartbeat can be detected, typically around 6 weeks. In a highly unusual twist, enforcement will be done by private citizens who can sue anyone they believe is violating the law. Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta officials say they're canceling some parts of the event and will require guests to wear masks to enter the grounds and while in indoor areas and crowded outdoor settings to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. A Fiesta spokesman yesterday said he didn't believe that face mask requirements and other safety practices would affect attendance numbers for the October event. The Music Fiesta is being canceled this year due to close proximity of guests, and the Discovery Center is being shelved because of its indoor nature, featuring activities with multiple touch points. Other steps being taken include providing cashless options to buy tickets, moving hospitality seating outdoors, and increasing spacing between popular special shapes balloons inside the park. The changes track federal CDC recommendations and the current public health order issued by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. Holloman Air Force Base officials said Afghan refugees have started arriving at the base in southern New Mexico. A C-130J transport plane flew the first Afghans to Holloman from Philadelphia on Tuesday. The Defense Department previously said multiple military installations across the country would temporarily provide housing, plus medical and other support for up to 50,000 Afghans. Officials said the refugees came to the U.S. under the Special Immigrant Visa Program and would undergo medical screening, including testing for the coronavirus, before arriving at the military bases. Brigadier General Daniel Gabrielli, Task Force Holloman commander, said the base personnel were able to receive guests with open arms and ensure that they're treated with the utmost dignity and respect. The Alamogordo Daily News reported that Holloman officials were accepting donations of clothing, personal hygiene items, and new tote and gym bags. A group of powerful New Mexico lawmakers is questioning whether state environment officials have done enough to weigh the potential economic effects of a proposal to cut smog-causing pollution across the oil and gas industry. Leaders of the Legislative Finance Committee sent a letter last week to State Environment Secretary James Kenney saying the rules would have an effect on state general funds and local government coffers if enacted. One study puts losses to state and local governments at $730 million a year. Another independent analysis found the rules would cost operators more than $3 billion to comply in the first year. Experts have said there would likely be declines in both oil and gas production in New Mexico, which is now ranked second in the U.S. when it comes to production. State regulators are set to consider the proposed rules at a meeting later this month. This is KUNM.